Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello and welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate Revenge of the Sith, 1 minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I am Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I am Riley Silverman at Riley J. Silverman on Twitter.
Welcome back, Riley.
Thank you.
We are talking about minute 119, right?
Yeah.
Of
Revenge of the Sith.
The Revenge of the Sith, thank you.
We're almost done, and we're going to nail
you're
it.
Gonna get it. You're almost there. Yeah. Just bear with us.
119 starts with Darth Vader trying to kill a mining droid by stuffing it down into the lava. And it ends a minute later with Darth Vader saying, "This is the end for you, my master."
It's peak Vader brooding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're finally getting into some good juicy dialogue between these guys. I feel like this should have been happening kind of throughout.
This whole scene should have been this kind of stuff. Like them fighting and talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, getting their feelings out.
Yeah.
Just
stretch out with your feelings.
Right. And then you can throw in the, you know, jumping and flipping and swishing and whatever.
Yeah.
With the lightsabers, but just also like have it have meaning.
Yeah. I have failed you, Anakin. He's like, it's Darth Vader now? Got it!
Yeah.
Got it!
Can you read my name tag? He's a little Sith name tag.
Hello, my name is Darth Vader.
Don't dead name me. I'm the only one who can make that joke.
Right, true. Yeah, there you go.
I'm allowed to do it. God, this chair keeps squeaking. I'm sorry if it's getting picked up on the microphone.
I wanted to give a shout out to, I know I hated him earlier, but I want to give a shout out to that poor robot because he can't do his job. Now and you know, cut back to a family of starving Mustafarians because they're like, I don't know, we're supposed to have we're supposed to sell the minerals that we mine today to eat dinner, and now we can't because some crazy space wizards were jumping on our robots' heads,
and our entire mining facility was just knocked into the lava flow.
Yeah,
that would also do it.
Ruin the economy,
and all of our bosses were slaughtered before this fight began.
Exactly.
Well, look at it this way: instead of it being like one person who was depending on this, picture that there are a billion of these droids, and they're all owned by like the Walmart of Mustafar, and so they're like, to them, it's like, you know,
right.
So you're saying that a bunch of poor Mustafarian greeters are unable to get their income today?
Totally. Yeah, Greedo. It's pronounced Greedo.
Greedos. You're right. Sorry.
Mustafarian Greedos. These platform are they using, are these things just going down the river uncontrolled, or are they using force powers to keep themselves like next to each other, or is the droid like, hey, I want to
the
I
next
be
minute
next to the
kind of makes it seem like they're controlling it in some way, because when they get to that bank, I know we're not there yet, but like Anakin does kind of like come to a stop while he's like talking to, so I think that is maybe
he's on
doing
the droid
it.
Too, so he must be really like,
because the little family, like you do pass the like workers that are like on a bar, like they like kind of go around them.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. They do go around something, so there must be some control they're having over it. Because
true.
The other people like they're like using like a gondola kind of stick to kind of
true. Yeah, Mustafarians.
Yeah,
it's like it's like I said, it's one more thing that they're it's the thing is sinking. It's on fire. They're flipping. There's cables, and now they're having to control rafts as they go down this lava river too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, I think you said that they should have had two Mustafarians going across the pane of glass, and
yeah,
you know, somebody with a big stack of cream pies.
Some bits of trivia about the whole duel here.
Sure.
Took 2 weeks to film the whole. They were just
and
doing
it shows.
Yeah, if you think we're bored of this lightsaber duel, imagine if you had this 2 weeks to do.
Well, have we been talking about this for 2 weeks?
Were they ever in the same room together while they filmed it?
I think they were, actually. Okay. It's not digitally sped up at all. This is all them doing real things, apparently. All right.
I can buy that. That's not too much of a shocker.
And here's a interesting one. There are only three times where people with the same color lightsaber fight each other.
I was noting that it should have been, you know, blue against red instead of blue against blue. What are the other times? I can't even think.
Well, this is a third of three times. Right, so there are two other times. You want to take some guesses?
Was one of them during Attack of the Clones?
No. Okay. One was in this very movie, and one of them was in the original trilogy.
Well, I guess in this movie, it makes sense with Grievous fighting Obi-Wan, but he has like four sabers, right? So, of course, one is Obi-Wan's color.
Oh, no, actually, you know, they're both in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, I got confused for a
second. Yeah, I went back into them, like, in my head to try to figure out exactly.
So was that it? Was that Grievous fighting Obi-Wan? Was that the one?
Oh, yeah, that's one of them. Okay. Sorry, I was distracted when I reread mine. Yeah, Grievous versus Obi-Wan is one of them. The other one, it's almost like a, you're going to roll your eyes when I tell you.
Oh,
I'm rolling my eyes already at this factoid, so don't worry about it.
It's when they're watching Darth Vader in the hologram. Apparently, it says that they're...
What?
Neat.
When Obi-Wan is looking into the holo security footage and he sees Darth Vader killing Jedi in that one.
Oh, you mean the thing that should have been more of the movie? Yeah, that should have been maybe more. you mean the better movie that Obi-Wan is watching?
Well, right, yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily want to have seen Vader killing children on screen, but I do kind of wish that we had, like, I think that if you're going to make your antagonist fall and make him into a, protagonist, make him into an antagonist in the third act of the movie, I think that, like, this I always come back to. I think that he should have fallen at the end of the second movie, and the third movie should have started with him as Darth Vader, and he could have been the primary villain of the movie with Sidious still pulling strings and like getting to back to him after he should have been leading in Order 66. Like, he should have been hunting down Jedi, because that's what they made it seem like he was doing before.
Yeah. That's what we imagined it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although now,
from my point of view,
I just went back and in my head, I put a little thing where Obi-Wan goes to, you said he was watching a better movie, so I pictured him going to watch the security footage, but it's Jefferson Starship. And I really want somebody to make that happen. Mash that up, make that happen, which means I'll probably end up doing it at some point.
Get to it, listeners. That's all the trivia I have for the duel.
All right. Wasn't that in, like, blue and white anyway, though? So it could have been any, I mean, I guess technically it's two of the same color lightsaber.
I'm just telling you what it says on the Wikipedia.
He's not that committed to this particular factoid.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry that I brought it up. I'm taking this much time to talk about it. But yeah, we do add it. I like the dialogue. I mean, the dialogue, the point of view line begs at this point to be mocked, but that's looking at it from a certain point of view.
Yeah.
But from my point of view, the Jedi, well, then you are lost. Well, then that is a certain point of view.
Aha! Like, they should have had... You know, dueling points, like debate points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the most notorious lines that, from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Right. And it
really? Like, I that's like, it's such a weird thing to just go, well, then you are lost. Like, really? You're not going to call it. Like,
he doesn't deny it?
No, you might want to rethink that position. Like
yeah. Well, let's think of the things we've done. You killed a room full of children, so that's, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to take the moral high ground when your career starts with that.
Well, we called them younglings, so it wasn't as brutal sounding.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, yeah.
We gave him a cute name.
Yeah.
It should be worse.
Well, I'll go back to, let's go back to the backstroke of the West for a second.
Yes,
this bit of dialogue.
Please do.
When Obi-Wan says, you know, well, then you are lost here in backstroke of the West, he says, friend, you are crazy.
Friend, at least he's still got that.
I like that.
Friend, you are crazy.
There's one moment here where I just noticed that when Ben kind of holds his lightsaber in front of his face, and it looked for 1 second like Alec Guinness right before he gets killed in A New Hope. So look for that, everyone.
That's good. Yeah. There is a weird shot of Obi-Wan, I think right before, when he says, like, I have failed you. Like, his hair is, like, windswept, and it, like, it just, it looks, his face looks really, like, it's, like, everything, like, I noticed it's had a fan right in front of Ewan McGregor as he gives the lines away, but it's just a weird angle, and it just, he looks like a goblin almost. Like,
his eyes look very black, like, is there some movie where people have, like, black pupils like that?
There's a lot of movies like that.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, do you think maybe that that was, like, in, because they filmed this inside, in a maybe, like, on a soundstage, you know, probably with green screen around, and then, like, do you think they just went in and adjusted his eyes to make it more like, oh, he, well, he's in this crazy lava place, like, when they added in the red lighting and all that after the fact, do you think they also messed with his eyes?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Or just when they tinted it, it made his eyes just look darker than they,
right.
Because Vader kind of has that yellow, like, Sithy eye that he kind of gets once.
Well, I was wondering, is that supposed to be, is that the contacts back in that he had in earlier?
Yeah.
But, again, like, you're right, it probably was all digital.
Yeah.
They probably weren't even, there probably is no Hayden Christensen. It's all CGI. Yeah. It'd be great if it turned out it was Ahmed Best the whole time.
I thought he was a legend. That would be.
Yeah.
Although then I'd
feel
bad.
They just kept putting about other movies to like follow the con. It's kind of like the moon landing. They have to keep, they have to, like, they have to, like, live in the con now. So
yeah,
like,
right, yeah.
Well, we're just going to put Hayden Christensen in Looper, Jumper, whatever movie. Jumper was what he was in.
Did you see Jumper?
I did see Jumper.
And?
I saw that movie. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that is a movie he was in. I saw that, and I saw, I've heard he's great in Life as a House. It's the one that I haven't seen. But I totally do believe he's great in the movie where he's like a mouthy teenager. I did see Shattered Glass, and I thought he was garbage in that. So,
Oh, well. Then you are lost.
From my point of view, he's a bad
crazy
actor.
I like that line, then you are lost. I don't know why. It just seems like a more poetic way of, you know, you got to look for whatever diamonds in the rough you can find in
it
these.
It just feels like maybe try for a second to save him in any way. But nope. Yeah. Like, I have failed you. I really have failed you. Well, here's what I think. Well, see you later. Like, really, you're not going to, you're mad at yourself for failing him, but then you have another chance to try literally anything, and you're still going to be like, well, see, well, there's another trilogy of movies that says I don't save you here, so I'm just going to let you do it.
In a sense, I think it's also, though, he's not really, he's there to kill him. He's not there to save him, and so.
Yeah.
They didn't come there.
Yeah, he's not there to free slaves. His dialogue then it's you know, it's a little bit kind of like him just trying to kind of talk through it, and then as soon as Anakin gives him reason to, he's like, well, all right, then you're lost, then it's and mentally he's,
you know,
clicking.
What you
he's
did,
like
Anakin,
he's like, it's not Anakin, it's Darth Vader, and I'm gonna kill him, and that's cool. He's distancing himself.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fair.
So,
hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I would have liked to have seen him actually call him Darth Vader.
Right.
Yes. Because when he meets him in, especially when he meets him in A New Hope.
Well, that's
he literally calls him Darth.
Yeah,
he calls him Darth. That's awesome, because it's like taunting now. It's like he you know.
What's up, Darth?
But Darth! Really, that, the Star Wars motion picture duel does not feel like this is the first time these characters have met each other in 20 years or something. You know what I mean? Like, their relationship doesn't seem...
Oh, I feel that way.
You don't think Obi-Wan would be a bit more emotional having seeing Darth Vader there and everything? Like, he wouldn't just be like, you can't win, Darth, you know, like...
That's fair. Yeah, you're right.
He's very kind of, like, blasé about
I definitely,
the whole thing.
It definitely feels like they're old adversaries who are meeting again after a long... It does not feel like they were old. They were like,
right,
master and pupil.
Yeah,
and that's
they were more like college roommates or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, they knew each other, but it wasn't, like, that close to
Yeah, like, they might have been, like, in a debate against each other at one point, and that might have been tough, but yeah.
Like friendly rivalry they might have had, but...
Again, he spent some time distancing himself. So, you know, it, from his point of view, this isn't the guy that he was friends with. The guy that he, you know, was friends with died a long time ago.
He was betrayed and murdered by this guy.
That's right. So he's, I don't know. It's a weird, we can get inside of Obi-Wan's head. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have a whole movie or a whole trilogy getting inside Obi-Wan's head.
Oh, you think so?
It's like Obi-Wan going to therapy.
That's what this should have been. Yeah. Sorry. I will fight that battle. I mean, there's no fight. Most people agree with it, but still.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of Obi-Wan's noble sacrifice from Star Wars, the motion picture, why, if I was Obi-Wan and I was here on this thing and it was my job to kill Darth Vader, in order to, you know, save the galaxy, and he's standing there wobbling on a droid, like, or he jumps onto my platform and we're both having trouble, like, hanging on, like, why not just try to use the Force and sink the whole platform, take one for the team, sacrifice, take everybody out, and then it's like, well, I've done my job, but also I have to do it, and this is the way to save everything.
I will say it to that, maybe because there's not a guarantee you're definitely going to kill Vader by doing that, and like, so like, don't risk killing yourself until you know he's dead. Like, he's definitely going to die with you, because like, what if you do it and he jumps? Like, we've already seen he can leap like crazy. Yeah. So,
but then he ends up not doing that anyway. Like, he leaves with uncertainty.
Yeah, which is very true.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Or just like physically, just jump on him and then throw both of yourselves.
Yeah, that's into the lava.
Yeah, in the lava.
More
because it would hurt.
Yeah,
he's a little squeamish.
Yeah, he doesn't want to die yet.
Yeah. We see the Mustafarians on their little platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this would have been, I really would like to have seen like a Flintstone style gag, or, you know, rubbing their eyes like, rah, 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 and then they throw the whiskey bottle away or something. Like that old gimmick.
But they both have blue sabers. They're supposed to be good guys. Or bad guys from their point of view.
Yeah.
Right. Well, depending. I think they don't... Yeah, I don't know. Has news spread across the galaxy already? They're like, Jedi took over.
Well, Mustafar are separatists, so in their mind, they would already dislike the Jedi.
Right.
Yeah, well, I guess the Emperor did make an announcement that this is the start of the Galactic Empire, so I think by now...
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it made it as far as Mustafar or not. I don't know if they keep up with the news or not. But
has that already happened in this?
Yeah, okay. He declared himself first Galactic Empire. Democracy.
I didn't know if it happened
died.
Before or after the sequence.
Yeah, thunderous applause.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. Do you have a of the three prequel Obi-Wans? Do you have a preference? You like Rat Tail, Mullet Jesus, or Business Casual?
I think I like Jesus, but it's like my least favorite movie in the trilogy. But I think
I'm just talking about the look.
I think the Jesus one, because of the fact that like people have like the whole internet thing where the grandma put the Jesus picture on the wall and thought it was Jesus. Yeah. Like that's I think the best look for him. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Mm.
And that's the movie that comes the closest to actually having Obi-Wan feel like he's like doing like business and like being like a hero character or something. All right, that's
Yeah. True enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is that desert life is really tough on him, so.
Those two sons.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Are you, would you be, I mean, obviously it's we're still, assuming you are, we're all still at the point where any new Star Wars movie, it's like, all right, well, I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, show me what's up. But, like, what are your, do you feel like they shouldn't or go in and do an Obi-Wan movie? But
I would be nervous about it. Only because I don't know what they would do with it at this point. Like, I don't know what point in his life you, like, would it be his time on Tatooine? Would it be prior to discovering young Anakin? Like, have a different younger actor playing a different young, someone who's way too young to be Ewan McGregor's younger version of himself, much like what happened with this one. Like, I don't know what else there to do. Like, would it be something happening? Like, would it be Obi-Wan during the Clone Wars? Like, what would you show? Especially because we already have so much of that era in cartoon form. It's supposed to be canon.
Right.
So I don't know what else we would do. And I like Ewan well enough. I think he does a good job with Obi-Wan. Yeah. I think it's as much his character as it is Alex Guinness's character. But I don't know what there is to explore with that character that in an era that should have been explored more. I would love it if these movies had done that, but I think now it might be too late for it.
Do you watch but the Clone Wars or any of those that stuff?
I don't. I started watching Clone Wars, and I've heard it gets more engaging as you get later into it, and I just haven't gotten over that yet. And then Rebels, mm-hmm. I want to watch Rebels, but I just haven't, because I feel like I need to watch all of Clone Wars first and then get into Rebels. Mm-hmm. And Rebels is also it was like some at the time when it was on, like I could log in with my cable to watch it, but it was like only like the current season, and I was like, well, I don't want to start in the middle. Like, if it was available somewhere just to start from the beginning and watch through it, I probably would skip Clone Wars and just watch it, but I don't have that ability. So, now that it's over, that'll happen soon.
Yeah, or the Disney once the Disney streaming platform,
right. Yeah,
debuts,
right?
But I mean, I would do. Like I said, like my preference, and I said the other day, my preference would be more movies that aren't connected to the original story. So I'd rather they not do that. But if they're going to make it, I will definitely go see it. Like I will see almost any Star Wars thing in theaters if I can.
I'm assuming that they would do if they could get Ewan McGregor to do it. He's expressed at least not opposition. He said he's open to it. So I'm assuming if they would get him, that they would do this. You know, there is an open source here of or a area to be mined of between episodes 3 and 4 where there's, you know, he just hangs out there for 20 years and
he can easily leave and do something and come back and like feel like he's left something, but I just feel like that's not what he did. Like I don't like
the idea of him leaving Tatooine during that time.
Yeah,
right.
But he could have adventures on Tatooine.
He could have adventures on Tatooine. Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly. Something going on.
I would be really interested, now that you guys have talked me into it a little bit, you guys twisted my arm so much. I do like
we
the
want
idea.
You to invest.
I like the idea of a lower stakes Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the idea of almost like a Logan, but Star Wars. So it wouldn't be that dark. But the idea of like a movie that's entirely set on Tatooine, you never leave. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's just something that happens with Obi-Wan in Mos Eisley. Like maybe somebody finds that Luke is there and finds it, like gets who Luke is, and then he but because
so you want Luke to be involved in the story,
not like involved, but like as almost like a MacGuffin.
Oh right,
like,
yeah,
maybe somebody has information and Obi-Wan's only job is to like stop the information getting transmitted off the planet, so he has to like find a droid or something, like that kind of thing, like almost like a heist movie or like a detective story, or like, or even if you cut Luke out entirely and it's just like there's a murder and he has to help solve it to keep something hush hush.
We know he goes to good detective work.
Obi-Wan is the peak of the stuff.
See, the idea of like a simple Obi-Wan movie set just on in Mos Eisley and that's it, and like that might be why he knows it to be such a Richard Hives common villainy, because he's like had a deal with the underworld there in some level. Mm-hmm. That could be interesting. And I would like Star Wars. I know that was like the big, like that's rumored to be the big issue that kind of led to the shakeup with the directors in Solo. But I do like the idea of Star Wars trying to do like some different genres, but keeping them with, it's like totally the same, but like, oh, this is the, like, when I thought Rogue One was going to be more of a straight up heist film, I was very excited by it, and I kind of wish it had been, but what they did with it, I ended up loving. But I love the idea of having like a heist movie or like a detective movie in Star Wars and have it be like genre true to that, but also genre true to Star Wars. Cause I like movies that can do both in one story.
Yeah.
Right. I think the MCU does that a lot. So
what's that?
I think the MCU is good at that. Yeah. At like having like Ant-Man be a heist movie and an action movie. Mm-hmm. And
in the Marvel Star Wars comics, they did a storyline about Obi-Wan on Tatooine. Basically, like, at one point, Jabba's thugs are, like, harassing the farmers, and then when they're going to the Lars family trying to harass them, and Obi-Wan winds up killing Jabba's, men.
Okay, that's perfect.
And then that gets him involved in a rivalry with, Jabba, how he's a bounty hunter to kill Obi-Wan, and then so on and so on. So
like the Han comic is great, like that too, where Han has that.
I haven't
comic
read that one yet.
It's like it's just like it's set between A New Hope and Empire, and it's basically kind of like how Han and becoming like got more involved with the rebellion, and he's basically hired by Leia to pick up rebellion assets who are stranded like behind like enemy lines, whatever. And the way he does it is by entering this galactic race, and so like each planet they stop at is where one of the rebellion people are hiding and waiting to pick up, and it's like the whole story, and like it's like a six issue arc, and it's just the plot of this race, and it was really fun.
We'll check that one out.
I recommend it.
Well, all right, I guess that'll wrap up minute 119. Unless anyone else has anything they want to say about that?
Then you are lost.
Speeding and glaring. That was the only...
Like I said, it's peak Vader brooding. Yeah. It is such a glowering...
Well, we're getting pretty close to the end of this movie, which means the hiatus is upon us, and we know you'll miss us. So why don't you check out our solo podcast that will continue to go during the hiatus? I, of course, have my Godfather Minute podcast, which comes out once a week. Me and my brother go through the whole movie. And then Pete has ABC Devo, where they go through the entire Devo album catalog alphabetically.
When you said you said our solo podcast, I was like, "What? You already have a podcast about Solo, which hasn't even come?" Like,
we're just sort of like speculating as to what's going to. That would actually be a funny idea.
Like Deck Officer Number 3. Let's talk about it.
Deck Officer to do a minute by minute thing of a movie that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Right.
Be a funny.
What you think? Like, we'd have to plot it out.
Yeah.
Like, write our script of what we think it's going to be.
I like this.
Minutes.
See how accurate.
It's
we
far
get
too
it.
Much work.
Yeah. All right then, so I guess we'll be back tomorrow with another Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.